Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Michael Krieger, K-R-I-E-G-E-R. Michael Krieger is a 64-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on both 3-3-22 and 7-22-22. Paired relative to the first incident, he states the switch broke on the machine and he had to hand crank the cylinder from underneath with channel locks. But as a result, he believes he injured his forearm, hand, and thumb, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He also asserts on 7-22-22, he injured his left hand in a similar fashion, period. He did undergo surgery for this, and later 2022, but has completed his course of active treatment. Brady states the surgery involved his forearm, wrist, and thumb. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Krieger was seen at WorkNet on 8-2-22. Period. They noted history of prior left hand injury in March of this year, who had recurrent injury to his left hand the previous week, when he had to operate his machine by using a hand crank repeatedly throughout the day. Brady developed effusion and swelling of the left thumb at the first MCP joint and required injection therapy. Period. He had a history of degenerative joint disease of the knees. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with left hand and left thumb sprain with effusion, as well as degenerative joint disease of the knees, for which he is on Vicodin. Period. He was going to be referred to a hand specialist for injection therapy with consideration of splinting. Period. In paragraph on 8-24-22, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos. Period. He noted x-rays had been done at WorkNet. Period. He diagnosed sprain of the left thumb, for which he placed the petitioner in a thumb spiker brace and referred him for an MRI. Period. MRI was done on 9-8-22 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Sarkos reviewed these results with him on 10-5-22. Period. At the previous visit on 9-14-22, he had a cortisone injection to the left thumb CMC joint with 50% relief. Period. He is wearing the thumb spike of splint to bed every night, but was out of work. Period. History was also remarkable for anxiety, comma, right knee surgery for the meniscus, comma, and pain management for bilateral knee osteoarthritis. Period. Dr. Sarkos gave a diagnosis of osteoarthritis of the left thumb. And they agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. In paragraph on 11-4-22, Dr. Sarkos performed left thumb CMC tendon arthroplasty with a postoperative diagnosis of left thumb CMC arthritis. Brady followed up postoperatively in 11-10-22 for a dressing change. Period. He was doing extremely well and had transitioned to a thumb spike of splint. Period. He returned on 11-6-22 for suture removal. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. He continued to see Dr. Sarkos through 1-18-23. Period. Evaluations were within normal limits for age. Period. Incisions were well healed with mild edema. Period. He's able to oppose his thumb to the ipsilateral small finger pulp. Period. He was going to proceed with formal therapy and could return to work with use of his right upper extremity only. But he was going to return in 3 weeks, at which time it was anticipated he could return to light duty. Period. He also anticipated MMI in approximately 6 weeks. period physical exam. Extremities upper, he had difficulty making a full fist with the left index, long and ring fingers at the PIP joints. Appeared the left thumb had generalized decreased range of motion as well. Appeared motion of the remaining fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Appeared there was swelling of the left CMC joint. Appeared there was healed scarring on the left volar forearm, come out the left wrist, which was extremely tender, and the left thumb. Appeared manual muscle testing was 4/5 for left hand grasp and 4+/5 for left pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5. There was severe tenderness palpation at the left forearm and thumb. He complained of tenderness with passive range of motion, but this enabled the thumb to touch the ring finger. Period. He was unable to make a full fist and could not fully conduct extension either. Period. Left finger abduction was decreased during active range of motion with manual muscle testing. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Cervical, normal. Impressions. Michael Krieger alleges to have injured his left hand at work on both 3/3/22 and 7/22/22 in a similar fashion. Period. He was seen at work night on 8/2/22 and initiated on conservative care. Pretty quickly came under the hand specialist care of Dr. Sarkos. Period. MRI was done on 9/8/22 to be inserted here. Period. Injection therapy was attempted, but he remained symptomatic. Period. Accordingly, on 11/4/22, Dr. Sarkos performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy and follow-up postoperatively running through 1/18/23. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Mr. Krieger shows swelling of the left CMC joint with healed surgical scarring. But there was decreased range of motion not only of the left thumb but also the index, long, and ring fingers. Period. He was unable to make a full fist actively. Period. He complained of tenderness when passive range of motion was performed, but was able to touch his thumb to the ring finger. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. There is 0% permanency at the forearm itself. Period. He has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured, with whom he has been employed since 1991. Period. End.